welcome back to the fourth and final part of this current series of Braveheart Talks. What do I need to change today in order to be the person I want to become tomorrow? You know, over the last 3 weeks, I have given you three P's to consider. Change your perspective. We've looked at change your posture. We've changed our pace. And today we're going to look at change your performance. You know, we live in a world that constantly measures people by performance, how well we achieve, how perfectly we present ourselves, how impressively we produce. It can often feel like life is a theatrical role. We are like we're on some sort of set of a movie or on stage constantly, and we have to keep up the performance and not let our guard down or the real side of us be shown at any point, because that would appear as weakness or failure. It would invite criticism. And so we keep up this performance. It's easy to fall into the trap of performing, not just for others, but do you know that we can also end up performing for ourselves? And we perform for God. Yet scripture calls us to a different kind of living, one that is not rooted in performance, but a life that is rooted in purpose and authenticity. So when we talk about changing our performance, it isn't about doing more or impressing people in a different way. It's about shifting the reason behind what we do and how we live. God is a God who is after our heart. He's not after perfection or performance. So our lives need to change from performing to transforming. God calls us to be faithful, but when religion becomes tradition rather than relationship with Jesus, our faithfulness can turn into a performance. The Pharisees in scripture were excellent performers. Outwardly, they were impressive, but spiritually speaking, they were empty. You can read about this in Matthew 23 when Jesus addresses them and he says to them, "You're like whitewashed tombs on the outside, but a pile of dead bones on the inside." He was saying to them, on the outside, you look spotlessly clean, you look impressive, but he said, "I see into you, and in you is like it's dead. There's nothing going on the inside of you. Your religious performance is quite something, but there's no content to anything you're doing." Jesus constantly reminds people that God looks at the heart and not the outward show. And I believe there are times when God will address our performance when we're trying to appear perfect. You know how it is. You know when somebody asks, "How are you?" and you say, "Fine," but the truth is you're not fine. Or when we try to pray with perfection rather than with surrender and humility. Changing our performance means choosing authenticity over popularity. It means I'm going to allow God to access my heart rather than looking like I'm playing a part. Putting on a performance, you know what? It can lead to exhaustion. We talked earlier in the podcast about life being exhausting. That in part is down to living a life of performance. But living life God's way leads to transformation. When we live to impress others or try to prove something to ourselves, we eventually burn out because performance demands constant effort. It means you're always on your A game. You never let your guard down. The show must go on and on and on. And yet in Psalm 46, God invites us to be still and know that He is God. What does that "be still" actually mean? I believe it means this: be still from the act. Be still from the charade. Be still from the show you've been putting on. Another way of saying "be still" is change your performance. Because changing your performance means learning to work from a place of rest and security in God's love rather than striving for acceptance and recognition from others. Have you ever asked or questioned your own motivation? Have you ever asked yourself, "Why am I doing what I'm doing?" Because the answer to that question will reveal if your motivation is from a place of authenticity or wanting popularity. Matthew 6, Jesus warns us not to do things to be seen by others, whether that be an act of generosity or a prayer played in public or an act of forgiveness or a token of love and kindness. In fact, scripture tells us that if we do these things and do not draw attention to ourselves, then we will attract the attention of God in our own lives. But when we do these things to be seen by others, all we will get is the applaud of man. And I would rather have the attention of God than the applaud of man. God offers us a way from the need to chase approval through man-made work. Instead, he offers us a way to live a life of freedom through the worship of him. God's desire is not to make us better performers, but rather that we become transformers so that we become more like him. He's looking for that internal transformation, whereas people, we're always looking for external perfection. Performance focuses on outward success. That's what people look for. That's the yardstick people will measure you by, your outward success. But transformation focuses on an inward change. And it's that yardstick that God measures the success of your life by. So when we change our performance, we're saying to God, I'm going to concentrate more on the inside version of me than I am on the outside image of me. And this change realigns us with God's priorities as you choose obedience over applause and faithfulness over fame. When we live in performance mode, it generates the fear of failure, the fear of being judged, or the fear of never being enough. But in 2 Corinthians 3, it says this, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Therefore, changing our performance means that we can step into freedom. I'm no longer hiding behind a mask. I'm no longer putting on a show. I'm no longer bound by pretending to be a character that I'm not, but rather I'm living boldly and confidently in who God has made me. So, why don't we remind ourselves today, take the pressure off striving and choose to be transformed rather than living a life that is being performed. A performance-driven life confines you to live by a script of expectations set out by man, but a transformed life offers you freedom to be who you are so beautifully created to be. Well, I hope this podcast has helped you in some way today. Thanks for listening to Braveheart Talks, and I'd love it if you would subscribe or share this message with your friends.